Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl Sienna Cruz back with another dose of Queen Under Pressure Regal Composure Daily. You know, sometimes life throws those curveballs, right? Deadlines looming, that never-ending to-do list, and let's be real, the constant pressure to have it all together. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon to conquering chaos? Self-care, my friends. And no, I'm not talking about bubble baths and face masks, though those are amazing. I'm talking about intentionally carving out time for you, your well-being, and your happiness. And what better day than Sunday to do just that? Today, we're diving deep into the art of embracing Self-Care Sunday. Because trust me, in a world that demands non-stop hustle, sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is hit the pause button and prioritize you. So let's get real. How many times have you gone into Monday feeling exhausted, burnt out, and like you need a vacation from your own life? Yeah, I've been there too. But here's the thing, consistently neglecting self-care isn't just a recipe for a bad day, it's a breeding ground for stress, anxiety, and even physical health issues. You wouldn't put your car through miles of rough terrain without regular maintenance, right? Your mind and body deserve the same TLC. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Sienna, I have so much to do, where am I supposed to find time for self-care? But here's the beauty of it, it doesn't have to be grand gestures or a whole day at the spa. It's about those little things that add up and make a huge difference. Think of it like stacking tiny Lego bricks. Each act of self-care is a brick building towards a happier, healthier you. Ready for some golden nuggets? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways to level up your self-care Sunday game. 1. Define your self-care. This isn't one size fits all, darling. What truly nourishes you? Maybe it's a hike in nature, cuddling up with a good book, journaling, or simply taking a long, hot bath, whatever fills your cup and leaves you feeling refreshed. 2. Schedule it in. Yep, treat self-care like any other important appointment. Block out time in your calendar and stick to it. It's not selfish, it's strategic. You wouldn't skip a work meeting, would you? 3. Unplug and disconnect. This is crucial. Take a break from the constant barrage of notifications, emails, and social media. Let your mind unwind and recharge. Imagine your phone as that pesky houseplant that needs watering every few days. Give it some space to breathe. 4. Move your body. Get those endorphins flowing. It doesn't have to be a grueling workout. Even a gentle yoga session, a walk in the park, or dancing around your living room counts. Remember, movement is medicine for the soul. 5. Nourish yourself from within. What you put into your body directly impacts how you feel. Fuel up with wholesome meals and snacks that leave you feeling energized and satisfied, not sluggish and drained. Think of it as giving your body the VIP treatment it deserves. Ever felt like a hamster on a wheel? You know, running around endlessly, accomplishing things, but never truly feeling fulfilled. That's burnout calling. We all experience those moments when life feels overwhelming. It's during these times that self-care becomes our superhero cape, shielding us from stress and allowing us to emerge stronger and more resilient. Let me tell you a story. Remember that friend who always seemed to have it together? The one who radiated calm even amidst the chaos? Well, turns out she was a master of self-care Sunday. Every week, she'd carve out time for herself, whether it was going for a scenic bike ride, catching up on her favorite podcasts, or simply enjoying a quiet cup of tea while reading a good book. It wasn't about extravagance, it was about intentionality. And you know what? It showed. She carried this sense of serenity and balance into every aspect of her life, inspiring those around her to do the same. So, my friends, remember. Self-care Sunday isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's an investment in your well-being, your happiness, and your success. Take those precious moments for yourself, recharge, and step into Monday feeling refreshed, recharged, and ready to conquer the world. Think about one small act of self-care you can incorporate into your Sunday routine this week. Maybe it's a 20-minute walk, a relaxing bath, or simply reading a chapter of that book you've been meaning to finish. Remember, every little bit counts. And don't forget to share your self-care Sunday rituals with me on social media. Let's inspire each other to live our best lives, one mindful moment at a time. Until next time, stay regal, my loves.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.